Okay, today is Daf Nun Vav. We are Nun Hei Amud Beis by the Mishnah. The Mishnah brings a couple of cases where the owner of the animals is not chayav to separate Meiser Behema from them. Number one is Halokeach, a purchaser. If I purchase animals, if I purchase your grown animal, you know, it's already born, then that doesn't go into the deer. That's part of Meiser. Osha Nitano b'matana. If you give it to me as a present, you give me the animal, give it to me as a present, Pater mi Meiser Behema. I'm also Pater from Meiser Behema. It has to be against mine that's born to me. So from where do we know this? Now, Turi Evan asks a great question. Turi Evan asks, in Rosh Hashanah, what do you mean we really know this? Pasuk says, Aser Taser close to Azarefa. Aser Taser was two, Pasuk talking about two Meisers. One was Meiser Dagon, one was Meiser Behema. Just like Meiser Dagon has to be yours, so the Meiser Behema has to be yours. So what's going on here that they're asking? So in Dvar Avraham gives an answer. Says maybe it's a strong question from Turi Evans. So he says maybe the case is, we can see later on in the Gemara, we're talking about a case where they were mine. I sold them to you, and you sold them back. You gave them back to me. Like they were as an, and therefore you gave it back to me. So maybe you think it goes back to my original status. Mashmal that it doesn't. But outside the Turi Evans question, the question is how do we know that a lokeach and someone who gets a matana is pater from Meiser Behema, or these animals are pater from the Meiser Behema, and not the Mili. So Amar Rav Kahana says, the Amar Kra, the Pasuk says in Shmos Chavdeis, Bechor Banecha Titen Li, you should give to me the Bechoros of your sons, Kein Tasel Sharko L'Tonecha, and so too, to your Shorim, to your oxen, and to your flock. Sharko L'Tonecha. The Gemara says, Ma Banecha, the Pasuk is talking, makes a juxtaposition, a comparison, between your sons, Banecha, the human children, and the Sharcha, and the animals. Ma Banecha, when it comes to your children, Ein Blakuch Matana, there's a physical impossibility to you to receive your own child either by purchase or by Matana. It doesn't work that way. So, Ap Somcho Bekarecha, so too, your sheep and your flocks, Eino Bilakuch Matana, do not take place, do not have any chiyuv if they're received Bilakuch Matana. We're asked the obvious question. What's that pasuk talking about? That pasuk is talking about Bechor. Well, we're talking about Meiser Behema. So it says that may applies to Bechor. Why is it talking? What about, how do you learn that to Meiser Behema? So the Gemara says, no, it can't be talking about Bechor. It's one of those psukim that's written by in one context, but clearly based on whatever, it's referring to something else. It says, Ehai Bechor Ksiv. The Gemara says, Omakra King Tase. It can't be talking about Bechor. It says, Tase, you have to do something. And we all know when it comes to Bechor, you don't have to do anything. It's Kaddish Mirechem, right? Amar Kra Kein Tase. Yimeinu Inyan LeBechor. If it's not the Inyan LeBechor, because we said in a Bechor, right? Yimeinu LeBechor, the low Asiyah B'Asiyah. There's no Asiyah when it comes to Bechor. You don't have to do anything to make a Kaddish for Bechor. The Berechem Kaddish. It's Kaddish Mirechem. So therefore, today Inyan LeMaiser Behema. So then flip it over and send it over to the concept of Meiser Behema. Tosos in the Yomaskel Ma asks a big question. He says, what's going on? We say, we always have a klal, so what we learned in Menachos Pei Beis, ain't done an efshar misha efshar. You can't judge the possible from the impossible. Well, over here, so how is it possible over here that we're learning Dine Bechor from the Meiser Od? We're learning the Meiser Behema from Bechor Adam. Or Bechor Adam, we said it's impossible. The Meiser Behema, it is possible. Right? If you have the klal, ain't done an efshar misha efshar, so how do you learn an efshar from efshar in this case? But Tosa comes up with I think the question is better. Tosa comes up, he says that that answer of Ain Don in the Efshar and Efshar, that's only when you learn by Binyanav. When you learn by Hekesh, it applies more, I guess. That's what he says. The next Tosa says on Tosa the Moscow Omar, he asks another question. He says, we just learned this Pasuk over here, King Tase. So we learned that Pasuk already by before. We said King Tase to say that there's another Asiyah to your shore that you have to be Metako, you have to deal with the Bechor a certain amount of time before you give it to the Kohen. That's what we said of Kein Tase. And that, so therefore the Pasuk is already dealing with Bechor. We just said that the Pasuk is not dealing with Bechor, because there's no Asiyah by Bechor. Well, the Gemara we just learned in the Chavav says that there is Asiyah by Bechor. I mean, you have to graze the animal before you give it to the Kohen for a certain amount of time. So he says, you're right, Enel Chanami, that we learned out the Bechor over there, that's because we learned it out from the Pasuk, the concept of Bechor exists there, but from the actual words of a siya that are making a maisi kedusha that we learn here. In other words, Tosa seems to be saying that you can learn two things that you can learn from the concept, from the context, and from the actual pasuk, from the actual words. Okay. So Gemara says, so we just said that Chayn Tassiv can't be talking about Bechor, it has to be talking about Meiser Behema. The Gemara says, why? Why are you talking about Meiser Behema? Another Kutcher, another Karbonus, we could say it applies to. The Ema, Tineu Inman Lechatas Lashem. Say it comes to Lechatas Lashem. And Lechatas Lashem only has, if you want to bring Lechatas Lashem, an animal that's yours, not one that you bought. So he says, no, Dumid Bincha. It has to be similar to Bincha, right? The whole thing is to make it similar to Bincha. Ma Bincha She'enu Ba'achet. Your son doesn't come for a sin. There's no sin, I mean, it just doesn't make sense. It's a shlila. There's no sin by your son. Ach soncha v'shorcha, so to soncha v'shorcha, the carbon that's talking about soncha v'shorcha, is eno ba'achet. It can't come on a chet, and that knocks out achaz and asham, which come because of chatayim. I the aim of today with inyol ol v'shlamim, so tell other kutchim that don't have come on a chet. The ol and the shlamim. Mar says again, there's no comparison, because d'mir the bincha, you need it to be similar to bincha. Ma bincha she'eno ba'benedu b'ndava. Your son doesn't come as a carbon b'nedu b'ndava. You can't offer your son, doesn't work. So too, if you're comparing it to the bincha and the pasuk, son chav shorcha also doesn't come. So son chav shorcha also wouldn't come with neder b'davo. What are we left with? We're left with the meiser. It's not a neder b'davo. It's not bechor. It's not chesed asham. So we're left with, it's not olos v'shlamim. So it's left with the meiser behemoth. Mar says, I have one more shot. The ema tnei inin la olos re'iyah. Let's say it's the olos re'iyah. Rashi says shehi chova below al chait. The olos re'iyah is a chov. It doesn't come on a chait. And it doesn't come in neder b'davah, right? Since it's a chov, it doesn't come in neder b'davah. So maybe that's what the one that the pasuk's talking about there. Your olos re'iyah has to be yours. It cannot have been bought or received as a present. So Gemara says, no. Do me the bincha. Ma binchos in kavulos man. Right? The kachim of your son is whenever it's born. There's no set time for it. So too, shorcha v'tzoncha has to be to inglok in kavulos man. That's Meiser Behema, because you can be mafresh at any time you want, albeit every year has to have its own group, but you can be mafresh at any time you want. So therefore, that knocks out the Olos Re'iyah, which comes at a specific time, when? So that's out. So the only thing we're left with is Meiser Behema. So Gemara says, wait a second, I'll ask you the following question. Ima bincha b'eno b'lakuach klau. The concept of lakuach doesn't apply to your son at all. Doesn't apply at all. So too, we're saying shorcha v'tzoncha is the meiser behema. There should be no concept of lakicha, of purchasing by tzoncha, by meiser behema. So alama, but why do we have the following memra of amr of Asi, amr of Yochanan, lakach asaru ubrin? I buy 10 fetuses. Okay, you have your animals that are pregnant. I buy the offspring while they're still in utero. I buy 10 fetuses. B'mei iman kula nichnasim l'dil is aser. Then once they're born in my possession, they all go to the deer and to be taken, to have be tithed, to take the miser from it. So you see that there is a concept of a kicha. What I think is actually maybe that more question on our Mishnah. Mishnah says that there isn't. Mishnah says there's a difference. Amar Rava, Amar Kra. Rava gives the answer. The pasuk says Tase b'shas asiya miet rachmana. What does that mean? Rashi says b'shas asiya b'shas shehin ruuyin his aser miet hakatov shelo yelakufin. What is the miut of that there's no concept of kicha? Only at a moment in time when those animals are roy to be brought for the carbon. These animals are not roy to be brought for carbon, they're still in utero. So therefore, the concept of lakuach does not apply to them. Right, read Rashi again. So the Bach says, right? And in utero, it's not shasasiya. So that's why lakuach doesn't have an effect on the ubrin, but otherwise, in any place where it's roy the gold agabi mesbeach, then lakuach would patur that animal from being included in meiser behema. Let's discuss this further. Gufa, amar Rav Asi, amar Rav Yochanan, lakach asar ubarin. You purchased ten fetuses in utero, bimei iman, kulan nechmasim ladilus aser. Each of them are now subject to meiser behema. But we learned in our Mishnah halakuach oshnitalo matana pater meiser behema. Didn't we learn our Mishnah that lakuach is pater for meiser behema? So Gemara answers: Amar Rav Elazar, Rav Yochanan chayzer b'chilma. I saw Rav Yochanan in a dream. The milsa ma'al yamina. And therefore, since I saw him in a dream, I know that I'm going to be able to give my answer is going to be good. Rashi says halayla nearly Rav Yochanan chalom. Behold, the nearly yodei ani. Vi she'omer hayom davar tan. Because I saw Rav Yochanan, I know that I'm going to give my answer is going to be good, right? Because it's talking about a member of the name of Rav Yochanan. So I have, Rabbi Yochanan came to me, so I know what I'm saying, he agreed with. The answer is, Amakra Tasa, like we just said, Tasa, Bishas Asiya, Mieta Kosov. The only time Lakuach has power to Pater the Meister is only if it's Bishas Asiya, at a time when the animal was roy to be Hukra Vagabi Mizbeah. In utero, there's no, it's not roy to be brought as a carbon. So Gemara says, wait a second, Esve, I'll bring you a question. Rav Shimon ben Eliyakim, Rav Shimon ben Eliyakim, Rav Lazar, he asked Rav Lazar, who had this wonderful swara, he asked him, the Brisa says, Halakuach, the Lakuach, the Kantel Lakuach, which means that your potter, Chal, Amachusha's man. It's Chal Amachusha's man. What's the case, Amachusha's man? Rashi says, She'im Laku Kodim Shivas Yamin, Relaydoso, right? Animal can only be born on its eighth day. I buy it during its first week of life. Right? Shuv Eino Nicholas Ladilis Asir. We say Lakuach is Chal, and there's no din of Meiser Behema. Right? The kosher came in Lakugado. Even if you, of course, if you bought it when it was older. But Machusha's man, the Lo Shasasihi, the Chal of Din Lakuach. Well, that's Machusha's man still. It's not right to go on the Mizbeah. I bought it before the time that's right to go on the Mizbeah. It's only right to go on the Mizbeah on day 8. I bought it on the day 4. Why does Lakuach have any power in the kind of Lakuach to pot to this animal for Meiser Behema? So, two answers. So, Amale, first answer says, Eino Mishnah. Nah, that's you heard wrong. Not true. Right? Like your kids. Not true, that's not right. Ah, the Intim Tzilom Mishnah, if you say it is true, I still have an answer. The Intim Tzilom Mishnah, I'll say that this is the Shita of Rav Shimon ben Yehudahi. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, Mishum Rav Shimon. This is Rav Shimon Shita. The Amar who says, on Daf Chaf Aleph, Mechusar Zman, a case where the animal did not reach 8 days, but is still born, right? Day 1 through 7, Mechusar Zman, Nichnas L'dil Yis Aser. He says, it does go into the deer with Aser. Aye, it's not Roy. But Samar says, Areika Bechor, it's the same thing as a Bechor. Ma Bechor, Kodesh Kut Ismano. A Bechor is Kodesh before it can go be brought as Mizbeach. So Bechor is Kodesh Mirechem, and still has 8 days, or even longer, that the Kohen has to be Metapa by it, till it can go on the Mizbeach. The Karav L'Achar Zmano, and then it's nevertheless a Tchukrav after the Zman. Ach Mechusar Zman, so too the Mechusar Zman in this case, Kadosh lifnei zmano, v'karev li'achar zmano. It can be kadosh, the kedushas meiser, or the chiyuv to put kedushas meiser on it will take place before its zman. And if it's the one that gets chosen, you're makar li'achar zman. But still, that would only apply to one that's 7 days old, or 6 days old. It won't apply to an uber. Rashi says, Imtim Se Lomer Mishnah Vadai Rab Shimonhiv, the Lide Mukhusas Man Shasasihu, Misham Haki Lakuh Khalab, Umiu Bame Imo, Modin Lakuh Khalab. He's going to agree that in Euro it's not going to be Chal, because there's no Kedusha at all in Euro. Even you compare it to a Bakor. The Bakor doesn't have a Kedusha in Euro, right? You can go inside the Euro and you can give a nick, right? All these things to get rid of it. The Bakor comes out, it's Kedusha Merechem. So the comparison to the Bakor would limit only once it's born, from when it's born till day 8. It doesn't say that in Euro, so our case is still fine. That we're talking about a case that we say halakuach, that if you buy it sar ubarin, then they cool nifnas in the deer, because lakuach doesn't have power, doesn't have effect in utero. It does have effect at all according to the first man Amar. It doesn't have effect at all until it's royal hakriv, and according to Reb Shimon, it has effect, but only has effect after it's born. It has the difference being is that from 1 to 8, according to Reb Shimon, it still would have effect, but according to the Chachamim, it wouldn't. Okay. The Gemara now brings another case, right? So we've just brought down that by an Ubar there's no din of lakuach to pater it from Eiser Behema. So now the Gemara is going to bring another case, but this we're talking about the case of Esman, right? Esman is the payment for a harlot, right? It's for scharvia. The pasuk says lo savi Esman zona. You're not allowed to bring that payment as a korban. Umechir kele beis shamakecha. Fine. So now the Gemara is going to say, bring a case. In what case would a Behema's Esman be chayav in Meiser? Right, the case, obviously, what happened would be, it would go in the deer. If that's the one that's chosen, it still can't be brought on the Mizbeah, so you let it, graze until it gets a mum, and then you can eat it. But it's still shy enough to go into the deer. So, Tana Tamaka made the Rav, Ezehu Esnan Shaniflas is the deer leaves Aser, which is the Esnan that goes into the deer to part of the Meiser. Gemara says, Kol Shin Sonullah, any animal that you gave to the Zona, V'chazer Lukacha Hamenu, and then you came back, and you bought it from her. Rashi says, the in yesh lo tisha, you have 10, 9, v'hu chayavim b'meiser, and they're all chayavim b'meiser, v'im yotze echel n'kshar shem, if one of the kosher ones come out, v'asiri harito, fine, v'im yotze esnan, the esnan goes out, yes, you have to mark it, the esnan goes out, v'asiri yochel b'mum l'bailam, you can eat it in the mum, when it gets a mum, but still goes part of the meiser package. So Gemara says, wait a second, what do you care that it came back? Once it came back, there's a problem with lakuach. You bought it back from her. Lakuach, we said it's pater also. Baha Issa Lebi Lokeach. So Gemara said, no, Ishtamite, you forgot. Hada Amar Vasim Rav Yochanan. It's Lakach Asaru Uborin B'mei Iman. Kula Nichlas Nil Gazaser. We know that Lakuach doesn't have effect on the Uborin, on the fetuses. So the case here would be, I paid the Esnon with the food fetus. Okay? And then I bought the fetus back from the Esnon. From the Zona. I bought the fetus back from the Zona. So what happened was I paid her with these Ubarin. Now they come back to me with their Ubarin. So there's nothing wrong with it. There's no Lakuach that knocks it out. But nevertheless, this still is a harlot's payment. Nevertheless, it's going to go. It's going to be part of the Maisa process. What? Yeah. But they bought it when it's in the womb. Right?
It's been given over to her.
Right.
And you now purchasing it back. What are you purchasing? You're not hired for my daughter.
The same we are.
It's still in utero. The entire thing happened and then it was born.
I paid it to her in utero. I bought it back from her in utero. In my possession now it's born.
Don't take that long.
What?
Don't take that long.
Okay. That could have been right, So, that's what it was. So you see over here that our Mishnah is talking about the case where the Uvar is in the, right, and you buy it back with the Uvar, and in this case it's not considered Lakuach, and therefore it's Chayiv Meiser. So the Rashash, remember your Bava Kama, the Rashash asked a great question. He says, if you gave it to the Zona when it's an Uvar, when it's born, what's the Chiddush? When it's born afterwards, it's no longer Esnon. There's a Shinoi. It changed, right? So therefore, it should never be us. There shouldn't be any finish here. It shouldn't be us. It should even be able to go on the Mizbeach. Because the Gemara in Temura says that by Eslan it says, Tovas Hashem Lekech Gam Shneihem. With the extra hay, we say that the only a chafetz that itself was given to the Eslan is Asa Lakrava. But something that itself wasn't given is not Asa Lakrava. And we learned the Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Sadi Gimel by Gzela that if a Gzela gives, that if it gives birth, that's considered a Shinoi. It's a Shinoi. So that now I gave her the Uvar, and it came back to me, and it's born. That's not it. That's not the Uvar. Therefore, it should be mutter to go on the Mizbeach to begin with. Because there's a Shinoi here. So the Rashash says, the Rashash gives an answer. I didn't really fill in the mistake. He says, that's clearly, he says, based on Tosfos and the Avodah Zarah, there's a chilik between Dini Gzela and Dini Esnan. Okay, that has to be the case. That Shinoi is a different concept of Shinoi by Gzela and Esnan. Well, it's a great question by the Rashash. What's going on? It should be Roy Lahakrava. This is a Shinoi in the animal. It's no longer the same thing. That was given to begin with. Okay. So Kul Nesas Gzela is Aser. Fine. So the Gemara says, wait a second. You were trying to find a case of Esnan where it's Chayav, to be part of the Meiser. Well, if you talk about the case where it's Be'iman, it's Be'ubar, why do you have to have it brought back? If it's Ubar, it's Chayav to Aser Yi. It's Chayav in her Rishos. I understand she's an Esnon, she's a Zona, so the possibilities of her actually being very careful about Maestro Behemoth are probably slim to none, but still, because she's probably not such an airlift person. That's true? Okay, Enochanami. Just because you do one thing wrong doesn't mean you do something else wrong. Okay, Enochanami. Right, that's all. Ta'asri Ihi, Rashi says, Keva Dimei Imu Nasnala, Velo Ifso Mishum Nasan, so there's no psul of Matana. Right, Yochel b'mumo, we made Esnon Asiri, Lamali Chazur Loko. Why in the case of bringing it back in her possession itself, it can go into the deer. So Mar says, no, we're dealing with Zona Nachra, we're dealing with the Goya, right? You're dealing with a non-Jew, and she has no chiyuv of Maaser Behema. Therefore, the only way you can get a chiyuv of Maaser Behema by the Esnon is if the guy buys back the Ubar. So Gemara says, "V'lokma b'zona Yisraelis v'tiyasri." So why are you saying it's a Zona Nachra? Say the case is Zoni Israelis v'tiyasri, and she is chayav to take you that to put it into the deer for Maaser. She has nine others, and this was her tenth. So the Gemara says, "Kamash Malan." You see from here, the Zona Israelis lo havi Esnon. I guess that the payment for a Jewish Zona does not constitute Esnon. Esnon only counts if you spend the Esnon of a Zona Nachras. That's what he says over here. What? The Tosos says it doesn't make any sense. Look at Tosos. He says, "V'tom ra'amar rabba perak maruva the esnon asr Torah fi lebal imo." Even if you, there's a whole concept there of kimle v'derabim minei, but if you pay esnon for your mother services, then it still counts as esnon zona. Well, if it's your mother, she's Jewish. So why is there Esnan over there if you just said that Esnan doesn't apply to anyone who's Jewish?
Right.
She's still Jewish then. Then it's not your mother. Then it's not your mother.
That's why.
But then it's not Imo. Then it's not Imo. Right? And also Rebbe says, Ein Esnan El HaBala Oveirov, but Esnan Ishto Nida. There's no Esnan. And you see from the concept that it does apply. I don't understand the answer to those answers. It does seem to apply by a Jew. So the Gemara says, "Kamash Malan, the Zoni Yisrael is low Esnan." The Abaye goes according to the Abaye. The Amar Abaye says that Zona Nachris, right? I had Bia with a Zona Nachris, and I paid for it, right? So Esnana Usser. The Esnan I paid for with the animal. The Esnan is Usser, but the Kohen who has a relationship with her, Haba Aleha Eino Loke Mishum Lo Yechal Azaro. He doesn't get Malkos for Lo Yechal Azaro because she's not Jewish. But Zona Israelis, the Esnan would be Mutter. The Kohen Haba Aleha would be Malkos Mishum Lo Yechal Azaro. Why? How does that work? Zona Nachris Esnana Usser. Why is her Esnan Usser? The Gomer Toeva Me Arayos. The Gezeira Shava or Hekesh of Toeva from Arayos. Right? The Lashon of Toeva goes the Gabi Esnan. The Pasuk says, Losavi, Esnan Zona, Mechir Kel Beit Hashem Akecha Lechol Neder, Ki So Avach Hashem Akecha Gam Shneyem. It's a Toeva. And by Arayos it says, Ki Kol Asher Yasem, Ki Kol HaToevos Ha'ela. So Ma Arayos, what's the concept of Arayos? Arayos is only an Erva if the Lo Tafsi Beit Kedushe. There's no concept of Tavisa's Kedushin. Sister, mother, married woman, there's no concept of Tavisa's Kedushin. Single woman, it's not good, but it's not a riot. Right? So too by Esnan Zona, it's Bahak Lo Tase Bo Kedushin. It's only in a case where it would be a woman that you can't have Topes Bo Kedushin, which I guess would be a Goya, would be a non-Jew. But a Zoni Israelis, I guess it's Tosin Bo Kedushin. But what if it's a Zoni Israelis who's married? So there's no concept, no possibility of peace of Kedushin there. So then is that also then the Esnan is also? Doesn't seem to be, the Gemara doesn't seem to give that to give that possibility. Rashi says, Ma Arayas Lotasve Kedushay. He says the Chayav Krisus Ninu, Vakol Modin the Ain Kedushin Tosim Chayav Krisus. The Ain Mamzer are Ella of the Machayav Krisus. That's not true according to Rabbi Kiva, alright? The Masechas Yevamos. So, but what about a case where it would, let's say you, the case we just said, the Esnan for the mother. So Chayav Kriv Krisus, so maybe that's the answer. I don't know. The answer to Tosin's question. If you're talking about that case, you're talking about the Esnan is because you're talking about a Chayav Krisus. And the Gemara here doesn't seem to give that distinction. It just makes a distinction between Israelis and non, and Goya. Okay. So therefore, then that's why. I don't know, it depends. Each woman is different. If I pay for this woman, then the Esnan would be Chal. It would be Esnan. If you pay for it, it would be Esnan. Because for me, it's an Erva, and for you, it's not. I don't know. I need further research. Get back to me. It's okay. No, I'm not. So the Gemara. So that's why an Esnan by a Goya is not. That's why you only have Esnan by a Goya. What's the reason why Kohen Ba'alea on a zone of Goya? Ain't a local mission lo yichal zaro doesn't violate the issue of lo yichal zaro because it's not his children, right? The lo yichal zaro arim rachmanan v'hai lav zarihu. It's not his child if it's born from a goya because we believe in matrilineal descent. It says lav zaro. He Rashi says the avlad holachachar nachris. Their parent beis divamos bincha abay b'israelis kari bincha. Your child born from israelis is called your child. The ain bincha abay minanachris kari bincha ela binah. It's not yours. It's hers. So you're not mechal yazaro because it's not yazaro. Okay.
Understand that way, the whole, you
know,
you think
the Esnan is something
lasted as a carbon or
right.
A because
it's disgusting. Why is it less disgusting
right.
When it goes to a Jew? I don't know. It's Xerus Akasiv, I guess. It doesn't make me obvious. Right, it's a
yeah,
because
yeah, but is
that okay, you understand that. I understand that, but the idea of the reason why he says it's kitoevas Hashem alakecha because it's disgusting. Well, it's disgusting no matter who you give it to. But that's not what the part Gemara is learning. Besides that, you have to take into account the you give me the Torah drushes for him to figure out the drushes. It's based on the drushes. It only applies to the Esnan given to a goya. To find out. Okay, so now the Mishnah is going to talk about the concept of Shutvin. Shutvin are also Pater from Meiser Behema. And so we're going to talk about another type of shutvin, meaning brothers who are yorish, the nechasim of their father. What time, at what point in their holding on to these nechasim, are they pater from Ma'aseh Behemah? Are they considered shutvin to be pater? And at what time are they not pater? And now the Mishnah is going to compare that there's a mutually exclusive relationship between when these shutvin are chayiv or pater in Ma'aseh Behemah to the concept that we learned in Masechah Shkalim about the kalbon. That when you gave, if you give Masas HaShekel, you have to add another coin called a kalbon, a different extra onto the Masas HaShekel. Two reasons. Number one, oftentimes you had to give, there was a money changer, right? So you didn't give the right exact money. Let's say you gave a full shekel, now it had to be exchanged for the right coin. There's always a commission on the money changer, right? He makes the money. The other reason they give is that because I want to make sure I gave the right amount. I don't want to be short. So I'll give a little extra. So you give this little extra, so I gave my Masas HaShekel. So you had a concept of the kalbon. The concept of the kalbon, Mishnah Shkalim, and Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin, discusses, says that when two people come together and they give one shekel, so there's some times where they have to only give, so if I bring my own, I have to bring a kalbon. You and I go together and bring a full shekel. Do we have to bring one kalbon or two kalbonos? So sometimes they have to bring one, and sometimes they have to bring two kalbonos. So our Mishnah is going to say, you've seen our Mishnah. So ha'achin, Rashi says ha'achin shutvin. He takes out the vav. The Rambam has the gish of the vav, and therefore he explains the Mishnah completely different. We're going from Rashi. He says ha'achin shehin shutvin. So we have these brothers that are shutvin, chayovim bekalbon. They would be chayav bekalbon, meaning the extra kalbon. They'd be chayav bekalbon, but peturim mi ma'aser behema. But they would be pater for ma'aser behema. These are brothers who were yoresh the nechasim of their father. They are shutvin in the nechasim. They didn't divide it up. So therefore, the chayiv and the kalbon, if they would give together a machas shekel into one shekel, each one of them would have to be mosif a matbeya katana, would have to be mosif the extra kalbon, because they're shutvin. And since they're shutvin, they're also pater mimaiser behema. They would be pater mimaiser behema. Maybe kedai to read this longer Rashi. Rashi says, ha'ochen shehen shutvin, kishehen chayovim bekalbon. Kidim afarish, but come on, what's the case? We're talking about shechalku b'nichse aveihen. They split, first they divided the nechasim of their father, the achar kach nishtatzu, and now they re-bought everything together, they re-partnerized, they became partners again, right? The im shoklin sela shalim, if they would give a full sela, the hainu shnei chosishkeleihem, they would give two halves in one, right, biyachad, chayavim ateis kol echa v'echa meya katana l'kalbon, each one would have to give, for their shutvin, each one would have to give the kalbon. Tashnei mamon mosheim. There are two givings. There are two coins here. Barehin kishar b'nei adam, like any other person. Shashokel shoklo nosin imo kalbon. That when you give it, you give the kalbon. The hu kalbon lahachra, right? The v'yesh omrim why, like we said, lechiluf. She'ein shnei chasei sela yotzim sela below chiluf muat. From the sela, and I have to convert it. For the conversion, they take a commission, so I have to pay extra. The money changer himself is taking commission for the services that he gave. So you're going to lose value when you give it to him. The whole, because some of that money is now being given, taken over by you know, the money changer. Right here, the bottom. But peturim ma'aser behema, because kol yimei shutufan la'olam, as long as they're partners, they're pater. Can the kind of b'risa b'gemara yehelacha v'lo yishutfus l'cha and not shutfus, they're pater. What about the other case, the next case? Let's say, in a case where they would be chayov the ma'aser behema, in any case where they would be chayov the ma'aser behema, they would be pturim in kalbon. If they're chayov the ma'aser behema, which means they are not shutfin, then they would be pater kalbon. Rashi says, pturim in kalbon sheni. They were not partners, therefore the chayov. They would have to give a second, im nosnin bein shneim sela sholim. If they would each give one sela sholim, they'd be makam avin kaimi nichse. Because then if they're not partners, which means that it's still the estate, they didn't divide it up yet, so had their father given the meiser, and the father given the master shekel on behalf of both of them, it would only be one kalbon. So to here, it's as if the estate is giving on behalf of both of them, so there's only one kalbon. So there's a mutually exclusive relationship between the chiyuv of meiser and the betur of kalbon. So now the Gemara explains. Karnu mitvisas habayis. Let's say what happened was they got to Yerusha and they never split it. They didn't split it yet. They're not considered shutvin anymore because what you have is the legal entity called the estate. They are not shutvin. You have the estate. Right? So then the chayovim. So if they're not shutvin, they're chayov and meiser. right? The imlav, the chayiv and meiser, and therefore they'd be potter and kalbun. The imlav, but if they split up the nechasim, then paturim. They'd be potter from meiser behema, because the cases where they, the cases where they split it and bought it back, that's the only thing, otherwise if they split it and they're individuals, then clearly the chayiv and meiser behema. But if they split it and they came back with the partnership, they'd be potter from meiser behema, but, because it's lukuchos, I guess maybe, because they're buying it back. It's shutfin and they're lukuchos, I guess. Right? But chalku, imlav paturim, right? Sorry, let me say it again. Imlav, if they split the estate, then they're paturim. At this point in time, they're potter from Meisa Mehem, because all the animals in their possessions are lukuch. They bought it from each other. But those are lukuchin. We don't say breira. Those are lukuchin. At chalku, v'chazuv in ishtatvil. But if they split, and then they came back, and they went back into partnership, so chayovim v'kalvon, they'll be chayovim the second kalvon, because there'll be two people in one, with one shekel, two kalvonos, but they will be putter and meiser behema, because any of the blood that was born in this partnership will be putter, because they're partners. So now,
why does he have to do this scenario? Why is it repeating?
It's repeating because we explained it first. The Mishnah was explaining what we said outside. The Mishnah was explaining what the case is. The case says, what's the case? The second part, the safe of the Mishnah, is explaining the ratio. We just read it in Rashi first. So now the Mishnah had said that the brothers that split, right? What was the case? Whereas if they split it, the chayev and meiser behema, whatever's born, going on. But if they went back and they partnered, the putter from meiser behema. So Tana Rabbanan, we had the pasuk says by the bechor. Right, the pasuk says, "Avarta kol peta rechem laHashem, kol peta shegar behema asher yelecha hazacharim laHashem." So it says, "Yelecha." The pasuk says, "So it says, Yelecha." Sorry, "Yelech" belongs to you. "Yelech" below shoshu tafos, and not of a partnership. Therefore, partnership is putter from. If we're partners and we have animals that are born after post partnership, post the arrangement, those are putter from meiser. So yachol afilu kanu b'tfisas habayis. Maybe even if they were yorish the father's estate, and they didn't split it yet. That's karum b'tfisas habayis, I mean they didn't split it yet. So we now still have the legal entity of the estate. Maybe they would also, any animals born now, would be putter for meiser. Tamilomer yihiyeh. No. The pasuk says, yihiyeh, that the... Or any of the animals that are there, any animals that are born. No, right, but once, if they are born when we still are in the state, and then we split, those animals that were born are now lakua.
I understand.
So when we still keep the estate jointly, those animals are chayv and meiser. So if you have 10 in 1 year, those animals that are born.
No, but what's that born? What state were they born? Were they lakua? No, exactly.
So that's why they're chayv.
Right.
What's the problem?
No.
If they don't split the estate, so long as they don't split the estate, it's still one. It's not partnership anymore. It's the estate.
But the estate's high-miser.
Of course.
Ah.
Right. If they, let's say these animals are born. Let's say they separate. If they split. If they split the lukuchos, then anything that's if they split, then what's born under their ownership is chayv and meiser. The case we have here is they split it, and then they come back. They come back into a partnership. And then some stuff is born afterwards. Three cases. That's what we learned after the Kiddush, the Pasuk tells us. The only chayv, the individual, not chayv is a partner.
The end result. That animal is getting meiser no matter what.
Not necessarily. Why?
Because even a shit
was... It depends when the animal's born. You have to give it cases. When is the animal born?
But the animal has to go from meiser to
meiser. Not if it was born in a shutfus. You and I are partners.
Yeah.
We're partners in this cow. This cow gives birth. That animal does not go into the deer. It's putter and meiser.
Completely?
Yes. Because it's born in a shutfus.
I thought that's only the shutfus that's going.
It's going.
No, that's you're talking about Bechor. We're talking about Meiser here.
No, I'm talking about the Meiser.
You're right.
No, that's not what it says. It says Shutfus. No, Meiser is only yours.
So why would everybody just go into the Shutfus business and get out of Meiser? Because they want to give Meiser.
Maybe they want to give Meiser. It's a nice cover to bring to them as Be'ef. Or Ein Hakanami. Right? It's not easy. First of all, it's not easy having a partner. But that's what we said in the beginning of the parak. Did we say in the beginning of the parak? Yeah. Demaiser behema is noeg be'eretz v'chutz la'aretz b'fnei abayis lo b'shnei abayis. So therefore what? It's noeg in chutz la'aretz. So you got a problem. There's a way to get out of it. Okay. So Gemara says, wait a second. It says, lo yelach v'hai b'chor k'siv. Similar to your question. This pasuk is talking about b'chor. So Gemara says, im eino enyun le'b'chor, if it's not the enyun of the b'chor, the ha'isei b'shutfus. Because a b'chor is chal if they're shutfin. Shutfin yisraelim. The Bechor is only Pater if it's part owned by a Goy. But if there's Shutfin Yisraelim by a Bechor, you are Chayim. It is still a Bechor. Because the Pasuk says, U'Bechor is Bikarchem Vitzonchem, in Lashon Rabbim. So your Bechor is Chayim if there's Shutfus. So when the Pasuk says that there's no Chayim for Shutfus, it can't be talking about a Bechor. So Tzneyu Inyul or Maiser Behemo. Pull it over to Maiser Behemo and say, Maiser Behemo, Shutfus Pachas you. Not the you. You're still Chayim in Maiser Behemo. This animal is not part of the group that goes into the deer. Okay. So now, the Mishnah said, Ha'achin v'ashutvin shechayovim b'kalbon. If you're chayiv in the kalbon, you're potter for the extra kalbon. You're chayiv in the second kalbon, you're potter for ma'aser behema. If you're chayiv in ma'aser behema, you're potter from the kalbon. And the Gemara brought that it's not, the Gemara's going to say, it's not necessarily the case. The Gemara is going to bring four cases now. Amar Rav Yirmiya. Rav Yirmiya says, Pe'amim, sometimes, chayovim b'zeh b'zeh. Sometimes you're going to be chayiv in the extra kalbon, and you're also going to be chayiv in ma'aser behema. Sometimes we put it from both. Sometimes you're chayiv in the kalbon, but be put it for meister behema. Upamim, and sometimes you're going to be chayiv in meister behema, upaturim in the kalbon, and you'll be put it from the kalbon. What are those cases? Case number one: chayiv in bezeh bezeh. You're chayiv in the tosepas kalbon, and you're chayiv in the meister behema. Is a case she chalku b'ksafim. They split the money, chalku b'ksafim below chalku b'behema, but they didn't split the livestock. So they split the money. So then what? Meiser comes from the livestock. That was never split. That's still part of the estate. Right? It's still part of the estate. Therefore, they're chayiv in Meiser. Any animals born until they split the estate are chayiv in Meiser. Because it's a single entity of the estate. Additionally, but they split the ksofim. They split the ksofim. So the Masas of Shekel is not coming from the estate. The Masas of Shekel is coming from two individuals. Two individuals who give one shekel together have to pay two kalbonos. Okay? Case number one. Case number two. Peturin mizeh mizeh. They're potter from the kalbon and they're potter from the maaser. What? That's the opposite case. Shechalku b'behema. They split the behema. Right? They split the livestock. And then they came back and became partners. Because so long as they're not partners, anything born afterwards would still be maaser. What happens is that we split the animals and then we came back into a partnership. Any of the animals born post this partnership arrangement are going to be putter from Meiser because it's born from a shutzvus. So they're putter. But lo chalko b'ksafim. They didn't split the coins. So then the coins are coming from the estate. And the estate has the same halacha as the father. If the father gives a master's shekel on behalf of himself and one of his sons, it's only one kalbon. So to hear, I don't know if the logic is that, but that's the halacha. And so to hear, if the estate gives one shekel shalim, for one seller shalim for two masters of shekel, it's only one kalbon. Because they didn't split anything here. The next case, chayovin b'kalbon u'paturi ma'aser behema. They're going to be chayiv in the kalbon and pater ma'aser behema. That's when they split both. Choku zeh b'zeh. They split by the kalbon, so therefore, each an individual, it's not the estate. They also split the behema and then went back to the shutfus. So they're partnership. Therefore, you're pater from anything that's born heir to that. Now, chayovin b'maaser, but Meiser Behemoth, Peturim in a Kalbon, you're Michayiv in the Meiser, meaning you are not considered Shutvin when it comes to Meiser, but you're still going to have to give but you're still Pater from the extra Kalbon. That's Shelo Chalku B'zeh B'zeh. They didn't split anything. So if they don't split anything, so therefore it's the estate. Single entity of the estate, Chayiv in Meiser Behemoth. Single entity of the estate that gives a full seller from Asher Shekel only has to give one Kalbon, not the extra Kalbon. Okay. Gemara says, Pshita. Well, it's Pasha. Let's just follow the rules that the Mishnah laid down. What's Rav Yirmiya coming to teach us? The Gemara says Pshita. The Gemara says no. You're right. Ain't a Fanami. It's only case number two that we need. Chalku b'behema, where they split the behema, the lo chalku b'ksafim it's drichle. We said in that case that they're pater zemizeh. So the sakat ayit hamina cave in the chalku behema goladai to the mitzvah kaimi. You would have to have me to think that once they split the behema, it's almost as if they split the ksafim. You see that they're already going along the lines of splitting the estate. So therefore, it says if they split the ksafim, and therefore the chayv of a kalbam, you have to have the extra kalbam. So mashmal, no, that they can, you could split up the splittings. You can have, you can split the estate of the behemah, not split the estate of the of the kesef. It's gone. Right. I you have to figure out what that havamina is. They didn't. Bottom line is they didn't. What's the havamina? The maskana is they didn't split it. The havamina is that as long as you're in the process of splitting, but then why is it only applied to that case? It should apply to the other place where they split. We just talk about the case where they chokul the behemah, the lo chokul b'ksafim. What about the case of chokul b'ksafim, the lo chokul behemah? Why isn't that a finish? There were two cases where they only did a partial split, and it says the tzrichus is only for one of them. Well, what about the other case where they did a partial split? Right.
What the other guy, the
Meister, the one. The Chayiv, no, the case where it's Chokul Bebehema, right? The Chokul Bebehema below Chokul B'Ksafim. So in that case, if the Chokul Bebehema, then they're Pater, because the case is where they come back. Remember, the case is always where they split it, and then they re-partnership. They re-up their partnership post-split. You and I are brothers. When the estate comes to us together, we're an entity. We split it and then go back into a partnership, then we're a partnership, and then there's four. So Amar Rav Anan says, Lo Shanu, this din, what's the din? The din of that the Yorshim that go back and become partners again are considered partners, and therefore anything born post that partnership arrangement will be Pater Maisa. Maisa, Lo Shanu, Ela, Shechoku, Gidoyim, Kineged Tuyoshim, or Tuyoshim, Kineged Gidoyim. That's Abba Al Cholku. Gidim kineg gidim, utiyashim kineg utiyashim. Omer zechalko magil mishar rishonu lekach. He says the only time where they are considered real shutvin is if when they did the split, they split. You got all the gidim and I got all the utiyashim. We did an equal split, one for one. Then it's as if each of us bought that portion from each other. And then when we go back into partnership, we re-up the partnership and then we're putter. However, about choku gidiyim kinegidiyim utiyashim kinegitiyashim, meaning I guess we each got parts of each, right? Some of each. In this case, he's going to hold the concept of brera. I don't know why. He's going to say zeh choku magi b'shar rishon lekach. It's going to be the concept of brera, and therefore what? If it's the concept of brera, how does that work? He says, "Where's Rashi said?" About choku gidiyim kinegidiyim utiyashim kinegidiyim. I mean a brera. It's the fourth to last wide line. And that's the portion that they got originally. It's still considered a Yerusha. It's not considered a purchase. If you hold Brera, in an instance of Brera, we never purchased from each other. I got my Yerusha, you got your Yerusha. Now we go back together, we're still Yerusha. So we're still Tvisas Abayas. Then we're still one entity, and we'll be Chayav. No, but Rav Nachman Amar no. Afilu chalku gedayim kinek gedayim utiyashim kinek gedayashim. Ain omer shezehu chalku magiyu mishar rishon lekach. We hold ain brera. So whatever portion I get, or whatever portion you get, it's as if we bought it from one another. So it's makuchos. So once it's makuchos, obviously it's separate now. I'm chayav for mine. You're chayav for yours. We go back together. Anything born after that, that's a re-up partnership. And then for anything that, because we don't say brera, we say ain brera. We re-upped our partnership. We did not re-up the tefisas abayis. Okay. No, stop here. The next one goes on a little further. We took up the last case. All right. Have a good day.